Islam between Judaism and Christianity. This grand Islamic idea finds Judaism at its beginning, Christianity at its end, and Islam as a balance between the two. Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." He then taught them, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.' But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek as well." In this teaching, Christ presents us with the two ends of the spectrum. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is closer to the nature of an undeveloped human soul, while "do not resist an evil person" represents the pinnacle of tolerance, fitting for a soul that has been refined through self-discipline and moral growth. Islam, as God Almighty informs us, is a middle ground between Judaism and Christianity, and thus we have made you a just community that you will be witnesses over the people. 2:143. The Quran embodies this balance by integrating the characteristics of both Judaism and Christianity. Consider the verse, "And the retribution for an evil act is an evil one like it. But whoever pardons and makes reconciliation, his reward is due from Allah. Indeed, he does not like wrongdoers." 26:40. Compare this with Christ's earlier teaching. The phrase, "the retribution for an evil act is an evil one like it," parallels the Torah's teaching of "an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth" that Christ quoted. At the same time, the Quran's statement, "But whoever pardons and makes reconciliation, his reward is due from Allah," surpasses the tolerance implied by Christ's statement, "Do not resist an evil person." However, Christ also spoke at a level that matches the Quran's elevated ideal of forgiveness and reconciliation. In another teaching, he said, "Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who mistreat you and persecute you." This comparison highlights the comprehensive and balanced approach of Islam, which integrates justice and forgiveness while accommodating human nature at different stages of moral and spiritual growth. It combines the rigor of Judaism and the grace of Christianity, creating a path that serves as a middle ground between the two.